Hi, you're listening to a message from Forward Church. We hope this message inspires and empowers you to move forward.
And today I want to read a passage of scripture for you from the book of John chapter 15 and verse 13. John chapter 15 and verse 13. It says, "Greater love has no man than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends." Greater love has no one than this. There's no demonstration of love that is greater than this, the Bible tells us, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You know, as we commemorate Anzac Day right across Australia, right across New Zealand and other parts of the world, we will never truly understand the cost and the toll, the sacrifice that these soldiers, Australian New Zealand Army Corps, the price that they paid and their families and across the world, we will never truly understand what it cost them to purchase the freedom that we currently enjoy. During World War I, over 9 million soldiers died. 8 million civilians died. And apart from the dead, there were 28.5 million soldiers who were either wounded, missing in action, sick, or taken prisoner. World War I left 5 million widows, 9 million orphans, and 10 million refugees. The cost of freedom was so high, was so big, that we can often even take it for granted. We don't understand the price that they paid so that we can enjoy the life that we live today. And you have to wonder, what is it that inspires somebody to walk straight into the line of fire? These soldiers, they were conscripted to fight, and they were walking into a battle, and they knew how dangerous it was. So what is it that causes a person, any human being, to give up their comfort, to potentially sacrifice their very lives? What is it that causes them to run straight into the line of fire? And I put it to you today, my friend, that perhaps it is love. The Bible teaches us in this passage of scripture, greater love has no man than this, than to lay down his life for one another. And today we acknowledge the great sacrifice made by many brave soldiers so that we could experience the freedom that we have today. But today, someone far greater, 2,020 years ago, laid down his life. Our Savior Jesus laid down his life so that on the cross, he purchased freedom, forgiveness, hope for all mankind. Today is a day where we understand that it was love that motivated everything. And the title of my message today is No Greater Love. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life and serve another. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 7 says, "Dear friends, let us love one another. For love comes from God. And everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. But whoever does not know God does not know love, because God is love. God does not do love. God is love. And every person on the planet, every person watching has two things in common. We were created to love, and we were created to be loved." And I want to encourage you today, friend, no matter, maybe you feel like you've drifted from God, maybe you feel distant from God, maybe you feel close to God, that's fine. I want you to know today that God loves you, that He's for you, His arms are outstretched towards you, because God is love. And whatever you are, you never run out of. God doesn't have to do it, God is it. When God breathes, love comes out. Everything about God is loving. He's a God who's madly in love with you. See, I grew up thinking that God was always mad, and I thought that God was always about rules, and thought, always believed that God was angry. But I've come to discover that He's not mad, He's not angry, He's madly in love with you. God loves you so much, He gave everything so that you and I could live a life of blessing, a life of purpose, and a life of hope. And if you believe that today, somebody shout amen. Come on, if you're watching today, give me some heart emojis. Come on, if you're watching today, somebody shout amen in your living room, wherever you're watching this from. I believe God's about to move powerfully in your life today. You only have to look at the movies, and you look at programs on TV, reality programs. They're all about finding love or being loved. And we live in a culture where love is all about getting. Love is all about what I can receive. But the Bible teaches us that greater love has no man than this, than to lay down his life for a friend. So true love is about giving. True love is about serving. True love is about sacrifice. And so today I want to share with you three thoughts, three things that love offers to us. Number one, love offers me freedom from my yesterdays. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4, affectionately known as the love chapter. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It doesn't boast. It's not proud. It does not dishonor others. It's not self-seeking, not easily angered. Hear it. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil. It rejoices with the truth. It always protects. It always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. Hear it in this verse. Love keeps no record of wrong. Love keeps no record of mistakes. Love keeps no record of our past. Love offers us freedom from the past. I'm not my label. I'm not my past. I'm not my mistakes. I'm not what they said about me. I'm not what I did. I am who God says I am. And the Bible tells me that I'm a new creation, that old things have gone. Behold, new things have come. Love offers me freedom from my past. The second thing that love offers me peace in my present. John chapter 14, verse 27 says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives to you. So therefore, do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." When we understand that God is love, then we understand that God offers to you and I peace in our present. See, today we've never seen the mental health challenges like we're seeing ever before. Anxiety on the rise. People fearful about, you know, life and jobs and health. Worry just pervading people's minds and hearts, and just people being afraid to do things, and because it's almost like everything we've ever known has changed or shifted, and it changed so quickly. We just don't know what to do and how to respond next. And even for me, you know, for me, I'm a father of three children. So, you know, sometimes I'll have these thoughts that kind of arrest my mind about my children, and I begin to worry, and I begin to even become fearful. And it's in those times, my friend, it's in those times that we must remember where our help comes from. Some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord. And when we set our eyes upon Him, fear disappears. Anxiety runs out the door and peace comes into our lives. He said it here in this verse, "Peace I leave with you." It's ours. He's left it with you and I. He didn't say peace is going to come and visit. Peace is coming to you and I. He's giving it to you, the Bible says. And the kind of peace that God gives us is not like the peace of the world. Oftentimes we can find peace perhaps in, I don't know, money and situations, even in people. But I want you to know that that kind of peace is not the kind of peace that God offers to you and I. God offers to you and I an eternal peace. God offers to you and I a supernatural peace. The Bible says the kind of peace that transcends all understanding. I'm declaring today, peace is coming to people's hearts right now. Peace is coming right now over families, over young people, over mums and dads right now in the name of Jesus. And I'm declaring that you're going to have peace in the middle of the storms. Peace that transcends every understanding. People are going to look at you and be like, "You're crazy. How is it that you're so calm? How is it that you're so content?" And that's because the peace of the Lord is on your life. And if you receive that today, give God a big shout, amen. Come on, give me some hands up emojis. Right now, peace is coming to lives. Right now, peace is coming to jobs. Peace is coming to families in the name of Jesus. And the third thing that love offers to you and I is that love offers to you and I hope for tomorrow. God's love offers you and I hope. In the middle of every uncertainty, God offers us certainty. Even when the world shakes and crumbles, our God is unshakable, unmovable. Our God, the love of God, offers us hope. Somebody shout, hope. Hope for tomorrow. Just last week, my family and I and a whole bunch of people from our church were in Sydney for a funeral, and we buried my nephew, a 10-year-old boy, who passed suddenly he had a heart defect, and he passed suddenly. No one knew, and he was a 10-year-old boy, healthy boy, and he passed. And it could be easy to look at that kind of situation, and obviously our hearts were sad, and you know, we cried, and we stood with the family and prayed with the family. But I want you to know that even in the middle of that situation, their parents had hope. And the Bible says that they that hope in the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, run and not grow weary, walk and not faint. So even at that funeral service, they demonstrated that hope. And in the middle of a very sad and challenging moment, they demonstrated hope. And because they had hope, that brought hope to the hundreds and hundreds of people who had come together to honor and pay tribute to this boy's life. I want to encourage you today. We may not know what's going to happen tomorrow, but we know who holds tomorrow in His hand. God holds our tomorrows. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I want to encourage you today that your God, the God of love, offers to you and I hope for tomorrow. And if you believe that today, give God one more shout of praise wherever you are. God's love offers us hope for tomorrow. And I want to encourage you, friend, no matter where you're watching, maybe you feel distant from God, maybe you feel like you've drifted from God, I want to encourage you today that you've not gone so far that God can't rescue you. You've not gone so far, you haven't crossed the line so far that God doesn't love you. God's reaching out to you right now, friend. And if that's you, friend, right now, watching online, I'd love to pray a prayer with you to invite Jesus into your life. And maybe you're watching, you're saying, oh, that sounds really nice, preacher, but I've done some things that God couldn't forgive me for. Believe you me, I know what that feels like. And for many, I grew up in church, but then for many years, I just walked away from God. I didn't want anything to do with church. Everyone I knew in church who talked about love hated each other. And everybody that I knew that talked about peace, they were arguing with each other. And I didn't want to be a part of that. And so I just walked away from God. And then at the age of 21, I had an encounter with God. And I discovered that, in fact, God is a God of love. And God is a God of forgiveness. And God is a God of grace. And that I thought that God couldn't forgive me for the things I'd done, but I discovered He did. And my friend, there's nothing that you can do that God can't forgive you for.
Thanks for listening. For more information, please visit forwardchurch.com.